Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The 60th Grammy nominations are in. Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, and Bruno Mars lead the top of the list that was kind of suspiciously male-dominated. Anyway, the 2018 Grammys will air live from Madison Square Garden in New York City on CBS January 28th. Now, Jay-Z has a total of 8 nominations, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. Kendrick Lamar is following up kind of close with 7 nods, including Album of the Year and Record of the Year. Now, Bruno has nominations in all 3 major categories with Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. That's what I like, and I love that song myself. So, I guess they're going to have to do what the American Music Awards did, have a plethora of female performers, since the women just don't seem to have any major nominations and have really been shut out. I'm sure you're going to hear more about this. And speaking of music, perhaps this is why LL Cool J quit the Grammy hosting gig, which he did for so many years. He went back to school. That's right. LL is the latest star to head back to school and pass with flying colors, as the multi-hyphenate MC shared via Instagram that he has graduated from Harvard Business School. You go, boy. Well, the Queen's bred artist shared a photo of himself raising hands in class, along with a caption letting fans know that he passed the media and sports program at the prestigious university. He said it was a life-altering experience and learning is cool. It sure is. The Paradise rapper follows fellow hip-hop artist Swizz Beatz, who graduated from the university just a month ago. Well, I gotta tell you something. I also graduated from Harvard University, so I know how tough it is. Congratulations, guys, and good luck. And we have lost another iconic performer, Pete Moore, one of the original members of the Miracles, has died on his 79th birthday. That, by the way, was November 19th. Now, Pete, along with Smokey Robinson, wrote some of the classic songs that still make money for the folks that are left, including Ooh Baby Baby and Tracks of My Tears. Pete also collaborated on the Marvin Gaye hits Ain't That Peculiar and I'll Be Doggone. What a talent this man had. Now, before Motown even began, Pete Moore helped set the pace for what would become the soundtrack for the entire world. In recent years, he suffered from diabetes, but he kept working up until the end. Rest in peace, brother. We will miss you. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.